difference between the straight blade and the new, old style canoe handle, the new bent blade paddles?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I have my own theories on how, and plus based on some research, on how this was originally coming to be and what the purposes of it are. And in actuality, Claude, what we did when we started up the stand-up process was we just basically had canoe paddles in existence, so why not just put a long handle on it? And now we got a stand-up paddle. But you know, after discussing this with quite a few people, the whole concept of this, the whole theory behind this design was actually designed for a multi-manned canoe and was designed to be used in a sitting position. So when you think about it, if you've got a multi-man canoe, a six-man canoe, and everybody's starting to lean forward with their stroke, then what you're going to get is some tipping, some nosing of the canoe, right? So what this paddle did actually, and you look at that stroke, as you take the beginning of your stroke, you're actually lifting the canoe, the nose of the canoe up. So as you come through your stroke, you're actually maximizing the pull, the efficiency of the paddle through the limited area that you have as in a six-man canoe, right? So that's what that was the concept behind this. Now let's step off out of the canoe. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention that most of the time the canoe is relatively parallel to the water. I mean, parallel. Relatively parallel to the water, right? Mm-hmm. Now, think about this for a second. Now you stand up, and the strokes are relatively consistent. Now you stand up, and you're on a stand-up board, and you're paddling over here, you're paddling over here, maybe you're going to catch yourself over here, you're paddling out here, you're steering from here, right? Yeah. And none of those things are utilizing the efficiency, none of them are matching the design for the intended use of this paddle. So that got me to thinking about, you know, why aren't we using something straight? And honestly, the thing that started this thought process was Tony Moniz. Tony Moniz, I see him out there with a $14 aluminum handle with plastic edges, a kayak paddle, right? And he's broken the tip. This end is gone. So all he has is an aluminum shaft and a little plastic head, right? And it looks more like an oar than it looks like a... And he's out there catching everything. So I'm looking at that going, that's kind of interesting. And I have to back up for a second and say one more thing. If you're thinking about first starting on this kind of stand-up board, right? Mm-hmm. The first thing you notice is everything is focused on the board. Because you don't really know about using the paddle yet. You don't really know a lot about what you're doing. You're just trying to stay on the board. Yes. So the board is the big focal point. As you start progressing a little, you start to, especially from a surfing perspective, you start to find yourself in some really precarious, different positions on the water. And again, unlike the canoe, I'm never exactly level with the water when I'm making my stroke. This side might be choppy. My surfboard might be up like this, and I'm reaching for my stroke. So what I found with these paddles that have all the area on one end, at least this is my personal experience, was that I'd get in a kind of precarious position. I'd go to stroke to get that last couple strokes to get into the wave, and that has so much area, it literally felt like it was pulling me off the board. Because I'm not locked in any way. I got my knees, nothing's holding on, right? So I don't even have my feet. So I found that having all that area in one focused place actually worked at a disadvantage to me, not an advantage. Wow. So that got me to thinking about this, and then I got on the phone with these people at Sean Penny, and I started talking about asking about the history. Again, they've been making paddles since 1876. So as I got into the discussion with them, we went more and more into the why haven't we stretched the blade out a little bit? So I can choose, do I want to have a little bit of power or do I want to have a lot of power? Right? So these first three that you see here, these are the first sort of experimental ones I've since ordered them with a larger shaft, a slightly different paddle head. We're actually gonna reduce the size of this blade even another quarter inch all the way around, so we have even more fine tuned. And you know, I have to say one more thing about this. I know it's kind of long-winded, but One more thing about this. I have a guy who comes into the shop here that's literally the director of hydrology at the Pearl Harbor Navy base. So he's literally a rocket scientist, if you would, for water, right?
Yeah.
And he and I have been working on, this is another project that he and I have been talking about. And he's explaining to me the formula for work. When you paddle this, it has to translate into work. And there's an efficiency, a point where the paddle is actually as efficient as you can get it with what you have as the motor. Wow. I'm the motor, right? One human power. So we're trying to fine tune the blade now so that I'm going to get the maximum amount of work out of this paddle for what I have the ability to withdraw to extract from this paddle from the water. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So at any rate, I'm actually pretty sold, and we've got a few of these out in the water now, and.